Welcome to the Casey Kowar Show, a celebration of words. I'm delighted and thrilled to have as a guest today Joseph Wambaugh. We'll be discussing Hollywood Crows, Mr. Wambaugh's 13th novel, which has recently been published by Little Brown. And first of all, Joe, thank you so much for appearing on the show today.
Oh, it's my great pleasure, Casey. Thank you.
Now, Hollywood Station was published and is now available in paperback. And now Hollywood Crows is the follow-up novel to Hollywood Station. And if you would, tell the listeners a little bit about how you came up with the idea of creating the Hollywood series, which takes place in the Hollywood division of the LAPD.
Well, James Ellroy, the crime writer, thought that it was time for me to get unretired as far as writing fiction is concerned. I'd written nonfiction, Fire Lover, a few years ago, and he said, it's time for you to get back to fiction and get back to the LAPD, back to your roots, and especially write about LAPD as it is today under the so-called federal consent decree as a result of the Rodney King riots and the so-called Rampart Division scandals. The LAPD is put under the control of a federal judge, and very difficult to do police work with the blizzard of paperwork that overwhelms them with outside overseers and audits and all of that. And James Ellroy thought that I should go back and write about that in the LAPD today. So that began my my trips to Hollywood Station and to other to other areas of Los Angeles. I was trying to decide where it should start. And Hollywood is the heart of L.A., really. And Hollywood means a lot to people all over the world, the very word Hollywood, you know. And it just seemed like a logical place right in the heart of Los Angeles to begin this this look at LAPD today. And so I went to Hollywood Station, where I'd done some work when I was a cop, and I interviewed 54 cops, all in all, before I had enough good anecdotes to begin to sit in front of my computer.
Joe, if you would, tell the listeners a little bit about how you come up with these ideas. There's a piece that I saw called Feeding the Force, where you sit down and you found the ideal number is three or four people to sit down and have conversations with, to have them open up and share their stories. Because when you read the novel, you think to yourself, these are too funny. Some of these have to have actually have happened. And so if you would explain that process to us.
Sure. This is the way I've been doing it for a long, long time, even back when I was writing novels frequently. I host dinner parties at restaurants for cops. And I found that the proper number is about four. And I segregate them by gender, either all men or all women. Mm-hmm. And I always say, and it's true, that it takes about 2.5 good drinks to get the guys talking. But with the women, they only have to smell the cork, and they really unload. And they're not afraid to reveal their emotions the way men are, you know, especially macho men. And so the women are easily the best storytellers. And then I just let them talk. I feed them and buy them the drinks, and I just let them talk, and I listen. The reason I say four, if you get more than that, they break off and start talking to each other, and I miss a lot of it. If you get fewer than that, they're sometimes a little shy. So I found four to be the right number. And I interviewed about 54 cops for Hollywood Station in this fashion. And I don't create much. I'm more of a recreator. And it's their stories that end up in the book, of course, disguised, fleshed out, embellished as fiction, but virtually everything in Hollywood Station, or Hollywood Crows for that matter, really happened. they're not invented by me, any of the anecdotes.
Okay. And Hollywood Crows, which has just been published in hardback by Little Brown, is the Crows comes from community relations officers, which is kind of a nice, safe job in the LAPD. And one of the details, Joe, that I really found intriguing was how many different languages are spoken in the Hollywood station precinct. And what was the number? Was it around 55, something like that?
Yeah, I believe it was about 58, I think. And
58?
And the school system there. Mm-hmm. That's where the number comes from. So it's, you know, it's Tower of Babel. In fact, the cops call it Babelwood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's so many immigrants these days in Los Angeles in general. In Hollywood area in particular, it's just amazing the melting pot that Los Angeles has turned out to be, and so cops have to quickly adjust to all sorts of different cultures. And in Hollywood Crows, there's one scene in particular involving a Somalian mm-hmm. immigrant couple that's particularly tragic and unforgettable. It's an interesting place, you know, to put my story that hopefully has universal kind of appeal and ramifications, but put it in a very specific place called Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. And Joe, in Hollywood Crows, the dialogue is just—I mean, it just cracks and is very. The book is very funny. And how do you keep the fine line between making the reader laugh and also keeping us interested in turning the pages?
Well, I was influenced a long, long time ago by books like Catch 22 and Slaughterhouse 5, books that dealt with the horrors of war, where one minute you were laughing your head off and the next minute you were cringing at the violence and the horror. And I thought, well, in a sense, that's what police work's like, you know? The gallows humor is rampant in police work, and it's for that very same reason. It's a way to deal with the horrors that cops encounter. So I consciously, with my fourth book, but my first book that where I really attempted to do that was The Choir Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, I decided that that's my voice. I want to mitigate the horror with gallows humor, with dark humor. And I found that it, you know, kind of came natural. And once again, I get it from the cops. I get it from their stories. I get it from the way they talk, the way they think. I believe I can walk into any police station in the world, really, if I could speak the language in the other countries. And I believe I know how cops think, how they talk, and pretty much what they're going to say. It's just the colorful way that they say it and that I'm looking for. And I'm sitting there with my pen and mm-hmm. and my pad, like
mm-hmm.
a detective, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Joe, when The New Centurions, your first novel, was published in 1971. The Onion Field, your first book of nonfiction, was published in 73. And now when you fast forward through Hollywood Station and Hollywood Crows, what's changed the most for you as a writer as you're looking at the LAPD? I mean, I imagine the drugs have changed. There's a great character in Hollywood Crows who's a tweaker, a meth addict, and I really like that character.
There is more dangerous street crime now than when I was a cop and when I wrote my early novels, my early books. I did write those first three books while I was a cop, you know, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't left the department yet. But now, because of the gangs and the weaponry that the gangs have been able to get their hands on, I believe police work on the streets is much more dangerous. I believe that methamphetamine has been the scourge of the past decade. It's an extremely dangerous drug in terms of what it does to the personality of the user. I mean, the tweakers have committed horrendous crimes, and probably half the time didn't know that they were committing the crimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things, I would say, the rise of methamphetamine and the gangs and the weaponry that the gangs are wielding, I believe, has been the biggest change that I've noticed. Then, of course, at LAPD, there is the federal consent decree that the cops labor under. CROs, of course, the community relations officer, CRO, pronounced CROs, are dealing with quality of life issues, which is kind of, you know, the teddy bear cops, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. However, they encounter some interesting problems of their own, which I hope makes CROs different and yet the same as Hollywood Station.
Mm-hmm. Two of the characters in the books that I'm particularly fond of are Flotsam and Jetsam. And did these guys, the cast of characters is kind of an ensemble cast that you have. When you write your books, Joe, are you a big outliner, or do you pretty much go with the flow?
No, I'm not an outliner at all. James Ellroy is, by the way.
Is he?
His outlines are almost as long as my books. But I create the characters, or I should say I recreate the characters whom I've met during mm-hmm. my cop interviews, and then I just follow them, and I hope that they speak to me and show me where the story's going. For instance, right now, you might be interested to know, I'm doing a third one. I'm doing a third Hollywood novel as we speak. I'm on page about 170, and I don't know what it's about yet, where it's going exactly. The characters are definitely leading me. That's the way I write. There are other ways to do it successfully, of course, but that's the only way I know how to do it. And the characters of Flotsam and Jetsam are surfer cops. And believe me, I didn't know anything about surfing until I had my first cop dinner with one of these surfer cops, and it was absolutely hilarious and educational, and that's when Flotsam was born.
Okay, yeah. I had a feeling that might be the case because they're great characters, and I also like Hollywood Nate because you have you bring the Hollywood scene in, and I love the table of older guys, since I'm becoming one, that. That sit together and tell each other what kind of projects they're working on, and Hollywood Nate kind of eavesdrops on them.
Yeah, and that also came from my experiences at the farmer's market, where I sat with groups of old guys who are, well, actually probably my age, who are former directors, former screenwriters, former artists of various kinds in the business, you know, in show business. And now they still have their talent and ability, but they can't get work because, you know, Hollywood filmmaking and television these days is all about youth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a person over 40 is getting on. Over 50, he's ancient.
Mm-hmm.
So here are all these guys, and I listened to their stories and they were telling, and they were incredibly funny and sad at the same time. And there's always somebody at LAPD with Hollywood attached to his name, always. There always has been, Hollywood Lou, Hollywood Bill. And so we've got a Hollywood Nate in Hollywood Station, and I liked him so much, Hollywood Nate Weiss, that I brought him into Hollywood Crows. And he's an aspiring actor,
mm-hmm.
and I did meet more than one of those.
Mm-hmm.
At LAPD.
Sure.
And he was perfect, you know, to put into that scene at the farmer's market with all of these old Hollywood has-beens.
And in Hollywood Crows, the plot is very, very fun and very fully developed. I particularly enjoyed the character of Margot, who's separated from her husband, Ali Aziz. And if you would, just tell us a little bit about Margot, and she has kind of some big plans on what she wants to do with her life.
Yeah, she's like so many girls that who are the most talented girl in their high school, and they come to Hollywood and think that they're going to be the most talented girl in Hollywood, except they discover that there are 20,000 girls in Hollywood who were the most talented girls in their high schools. And she started out hoping to be a dancer, and she ended up being a stripper in a Sunset Boulevard nightclub owned by an Arab gentleman named Ali Aziz. And Margot eventually married him, and part of the plot of the Hollywood Crows is during their contentious divorce, when they're both trying to get custody of their child and as much of the fortune as they can, they both are plotting one to kill the other. And that's part of the ongoing plot in Hollywood Crows, even though there are all kinds of subplots going on, which is the way I like to write novels. I don't like just one straightforward plot from mm-hmm. beginning to end. As I say, I'm not that much of a plotter. I'm more of a character-driven writer. And when you start following these characters around, they don't always like to stay with a straight-line plot. They like to go their own way. Mm-hmm. And Hollywood Crows is like that, even though there is this plot of murder going on from almost beginning to end.
Mm-hmm. Joe, I really like this Hollywood series, and I'm wondering, you had a hiatus when you say you retired from writing, and then James Ellroy talked you into unretiring. What is it that you're happiest about with the Hollywood series? What feels freshest to you, and what have you learned as a writer in this process of taking time away from the craft and then coming back to it?
Well, I think what I've really loved about it is that I came back and started interviewing these cops. By the way, I'm up to about 160 now, more than 50 for each of the station and Crows, Hollywood Station, Hollywood Crows, and now on this third book, I'm up to nearly 60 cops. So
wow.
That's a lot of cops that I've been with in the last year and a half or so for dinner and drinks, and of course, most of them are young enough to be my sons and daughters,
mm-hmm.
and a few of them are young enough to be my grandchildren. And and what I've loved about the whole experience is that they still accept me as one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at me as a fellow cop, and no difference. And that has been so heartwarming, and, you know, it even kind of chokes me up when I think about it, because I'm still in it. I'm still one of them. It's just as though I never left. And, you know, I still belong to something that's a lot bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been so rewarding, Casey.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Well, I'm really happy for you, because I've been reading your books for years, and I've read all of your novels and the nonfiction. And I'm so happy for you that you're getting the notoriety, and you're with Little Brown, which it sounds like it's been a good experience for you as well. That's who you started with, am I correct?
That's who I started with, and yeah, I'm back where I started.
That's great. That is great. So are you going to stick with the Hollywood going forward? Is that the kind of your plan, Joe?
Well, the way I feel right now, Casey, when I finish this, the one that I'm currently working on, it's a trilogy, and maybe that's the
okay.
time to stop and consider about doing something else. I'm not sure yet.
Sure.
I'm still waiting for these characters and this third one to lead me around.
Gotcha. Well, Joe, it's been really a pleasure talking with you. I've really enjoyed it. And thank you so much, and congratulations on writing a heck of a book.
Oh, thank you, Casey. I'm honored to be here.
Okay, take care. My guest today has been Joseph Wambaugh. We've been discussing Hollywood Crows, recently published by Little Brown. It's available in your bookstores and online. Thanks again, Joe. We'll catch up with you when the next book comes out.
Anytime, Casey. Thank you.